Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international host.
Hailing from the Netherlands, presenting
Night.
Interface complete.
You gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleeping. That's it.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
These live people, this is Weeds Day Wednesday presents CE. We got a very special show, man. We're going to be talking to y'all about. This is Five Low, I Get High.
No way to get it done.
Come right back at you.
Got a smell of good in the building.
Yeah.
Go far somewhere and I start to roll it off. Take the leaf off the dust and start to break it off. Crack it down the middle, then throw away the guts. Break up the weed, then lick to close it up. Roll it in the leaf, then you start to light it up. Blow the smoke slowly after I take my first puff. Gotta get my smoke on, that's the first thing I do. Marijuana gets me happy, takes away the feeling blue. So I stay true, I smoke it every single day. Makes me forget about my problems and it makes me feel okay. Everything is calm, I'll be thoughts up in my mind. Just a little break for a man who's always on the grind. I be so high, I feel like floating in the sky. Just relax my body and spirit, watch the time fly by. I get high. I do this every day, smoke that weed, boy, no frontin'. Ain't nobody else got me feeling real good. She makes me feel right and makes me eat a lot of food. Put me on the mood, Mary Jane makes me happy. I smoke a lot of weed, that's why my hair's a little nappy. It's not a date without beloved Mary Jane. If there's no marijuana, I'll probably go insane. Jesus, all the pain, massage is my brain. Take away the negative stuff and flush it down the drain. I love every single moment that I spend with you. Every time I take a hit, just like dreams do come true. I spend a little something to get a hold of you. Cost me a couple of dollars just for me to smoke you. The love I got for you is realer than romantic. Cause every time I see you, I can smell you through your plastic. Smoke in the sky. I get high. So Germany, Snoop Dogg, Carmelo, Anthony, Bill Clinton, George Bush, all the way to John F. Kennedy, Montel Williams, all the way to Brad Pitt, even William Shakespeare, that man used to always get lit, Michael Bloomberg, all the way to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, comedian Jack Black, got the herb by the jar. There's a lot of people in this world who smoke marijuana, from my cousins to my uncles to my father and my mother. Yeah, my people used to smoke, but now they all quit. They stopped smoking weed way before they got legit. I used to slang that marijuana, make money off marijuana. I got caught by police, went to jail for marijuana. Every time I smoke it, I feel so free. I smoke so much weed that my lungs hate me. Don't ever leave me, Jane, I need you in my life. You everything I got, I'ma treat you like my wife. Ganja and blow that smoke in the sky.
Yeah.
Time
to get high. Hey, yeah, make new motherfucking high songs to a club beat. You just can't do it.
It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. purple indicates, and I got the trunk, white chronic grape, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money, now it's time to get high.
Was that?
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to claim businesses, wealth, I'm Jet Set, jobs, create new wealth for other people. It's time for
help
each other, reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute. People
pass the light, pass the torch.
We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
Share
the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Pass the torch,
Kane.
We can't see the
flames,
so
we can't see the flames.
Share the torch,
it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Politicians with your weak games and lies, begging us to listen.
Come on,
to all of your favors and your BS. You need to learn how to pass
and
hope
so
no one else besides yourself.
Damn,
pass the toast, pass the toast. Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the toast and get the toast to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood, so everybody can take it easy,
right.
And it's all good.
Please
step off of me and pass the toast,
either.
And don't keep it to yourself, and that's the show.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
pass the torch.
We can't see the flames,
all
we can't
help
see
somebody.
Share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Thank you, Brother Kane.
It's changed true words, hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
Kane. He bailed me out.
Thank
right
God.
Then
I
understood, pass the torch. I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we buy what costs. And now I'm buying boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off, but y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get it done and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government's
studio.
It's silly though, the white runs really low.
We love you, baby.
Fix
but God
roof,
loves
even
you,
if
man.
You fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
to someone
please,
else can fix it too.
They
got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November.
Damn.
Black's a boy, stop
hold
passing snore.
Don't let that stop
charm, homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
I know
Share the torch.
It's time
to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Put it
torch. Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames. Share the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
to see
do
flames. It's time to see flames.
Pass the toast.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Right.
You gotta pass the toast. Pass the toast and get a toast to
someone
else.
Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the toast.
Brother Kane, where you at, Brother Kane?
Besides yourself.
Pass the torch. I know
mass
millionaires. They got all kind of wealth. It's not fairness. All of us, their family members, or their friends, help somebody. We can create jobs. We can create all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody up. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money makes money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have more poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's
help
start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God
right.
said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All
help
right.
somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is, let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's just try to touch somebody else's hand. And make this world a better place. If we can. I know we can. Let's pass the torch.
Share the torch.
This is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other. the stars come that will last all over the world. Let's stop the world and start spreading love by passing on. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All respect. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's start today. Let's do this for the Lord.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
We can do it. Shout out to all the beautiful people in the world. Start spreading some love. Start passing the torch. You can do it. Let's do it today. Oh, it's beautiful to pass that torch. It's beautiful to help somebody. Oh, you can't know you should leave it. What you gonna do? You can't take it with you. Let's pass the torch. Let the world see what the world's all about. Let's bring another thing to the world. Let's pass the torch. Hit that thing again.
Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
Am I live?
Am I live?
No, but I am.
Yeah.
I am your guest host for today. My name is Captain Goofy Bone, and I'm taking over the Starship Smelly Pride.
Oh.
No, I'm just playing. What's poppin', Smelly?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. No, check it out. I'm using, I'm calling through my Gmail shit.
Oh, how is it?
Tell me, motherfucker, shit.
Oh, yeah, hey, you sound good.
Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah,
no, brother,
you
I don't
can,
want no problem.
You can pop the, you can pop it out. So you ain't got to keep your browser up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I tried to use it when they first introduced the shit. I tried to use it to do the show, and it had a lot of feedback with Blog Talk and shit. Or it might have been the fact that I wasn't using the headset. Now I got a headset. You know what I'm saying, with the little built-in mic. Well, I'm using the same headset I use for my cell phone.
Well, that's what's up. You sound good, dog. Don't even trip.
Oh, shit, people. In this motherfucker. Wednesday, Wednesday presents C.
Man, I hate these motherfucking stupid ass DJs always hitting me up on fucking Facebook talking about, hey, I would like to do a mixtape for you. But motherfucker, I don't do mixtapes. I'm a gangster. I do motherfucking straight fucking albums. I'm not no mixtape motherfucker.
How well? Hello?
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 Not my hair.
What the fuck?
Hey, man. This is my old boy. I called him. I got their cell phone. A lot of people call it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to talk to him. He used that old phone off. Oh, man. All
right.
Fucking people call you phone and shit. You had to put that other voice on them and say, hello. No, No, he'll live out here. No, he's not a live out here. Fuck you, people. It's going now. Well, anyway, what you saying, man?
I don't know what the fuck I said.
Oh. I'm by whores and bullhorn.
A what?
Oh. Oh. As usual is the story, you know. Some hoe happened last night. And then the
last night we had an adult, independent adult entertainer on the show. Oh, man, it was off the chain.
Hey, what was the name?
Her name was Chalk Mommy, like Chocolate Mommy.
Chalk Mommy, like Chocolate Mommy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, how you got in contact with her? How'd that got hooked up?
You know our young brother by the name of Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J?
Baby Powder Fresh J.
And he gets people from everywhere, people. And he happened to get this beautiful woman on the line because we were talking about nothing but sex last night. So she came on the line and she told it like it was, just the way I wanted to hear it. But yeah, great show last night. Check the archives for Goofy Bone, and then check the archives for 186 Point Duke, because we had two shows back to back, people. Off the chain. Anywho, so what's popping in your neck of the woods, Smelly?
Can you hear that?
Hear what?
Okay, you didn't hear the Q Harper singing?
Nah. He's singing? He's at your house?
Nah, man, you know, I took the little clip. I got the little clip from, I got to upload that, matter of fact.
Oh, nah, I didn't.
I took the little clip from when he came on the show, you know what I'm saying, when I had him, when I interviewed him on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he did the, What's up?
What's up,
Jack,
brother?
Something like
that. I couldn't think no damn comment on that, motherfucker. You have to call me for
Vanilla Land. That shit going too far, Vanilla Land. Yeah, if Zach gonna see that shit, he'll be all right. That's my nigga, though. Yeah.
I said, Dad, go answer this on here.
Hey, what's up with the new music, man? What the fucking new song at, man? You got down putting all these motherfucking lyrics on Facebook, that
never. Oh, that right there, that's lyrics to me. But I got something done right now that I can
see. Okay, well, I don't know what the hell y'all be smoking on, boy. Today is Wednesday,
Facebook right now?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. You have an email to me.
Yeah, because you can pick which one you think
would be a hit. Man, I ain't picking shit. If you don't know what song is a hit, goddamn it, and you can send it to me, and that's what the hell I'm going to push as a hit.
I know which one I'm feeling. I'm feeling both of them. That's why I put both of them up there. But...
Well, then there you go. Well, then there you go.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. Nigga, I'm on the radio.
Oh, all right, player.
This is Rob, a.k.a. the 10th wonder of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
A.k.a. King Rob. Yeah, 10th wonder of the world. I don't know if it's on 8th wonders. Ain't that right?
It's only 7, but I'm 10.
So what the fuck is 8 and 9?
I don't know.
I guess, fuck, I want to. I'm the eighth wonder of the world.
China from the WWF. She's the eighth wonder of the world. The ninth wonder of the world is Goofy Bone, and then your homeboy is over there, number 10.
Oh, China is the eighth wonder of the world, the wrestling chick. That comes from Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California. He says
and
he's
then Goofy
ninth.
Bone is the ninth wonder of the world, and then your homeboy over there is the tenth wonder of the world.
And then you're the tenth.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's
matter of fact, let me try something. Hold on. Say something, Goofy.
Hello. What's poppin'?
Okay, so how that sound? Because now I'm talking without the headphones, just straight mic to the computer.
Mic to the computer.
Okay, yeah. What's up?
What's happening?
What's poppin', partner?
Man, trying to make it happen, you know?
Shit, that's all we got to do is make that shit happen.
People, if I put my webcam on right now, this is some ghetto-ass shit right here.
You should have put the webcam on, man.
Actually, this ain't ghetto, though. This is my high technology shit that bitches don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
doing this virtual goddamn everything. I can call about 400 people right now. Goddamn, we all talking.
You're lying.
I don't know 400 people, but I'm saying.
I know 400 people.
It's that possibility, you know what I'm saying? Well, let's get the call in there, goddamn it. Shit. Let's get the call.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you call some people, I call some people, if a man calls some people.
Hey, man, yeah, you talked to Tenise Ann?
Nah, I haven't talked to her.
Yeah, that's her drunk ass in the video on my 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, I think you told me she was handling the camera.
Man, it's all good. Still got love, pa. Still got love, pa. All right, thanks. We back on talking about weed, man. I'll look back at you. All
right, brother.
Yeah.
Smoke a couple for me.
Nigga, you don't need to smoke. Nigga, I drink one for you. All right, man.
All right, brother.
Yeah. All right, people, that's goddamn King Rob right now. What the fuck is my... Oh, I guess, yeah, technically, my show is over at 2 o'clock. We just started. So. Actually, they ain't in the wrong. My bad. I'm about to curse them out. You know what I mean?
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
That's right.
That? No room on the bridge?
Yeah. Hey. Guess what I got?
What do you got?
If I can find
it. Where's Heavenly Angel's fine ass up in this motherfucker?
Yeah, well, you know, we I don't know, because she's seen the Facebook post. She knew it was going down. She knew where it was going down. Hey, I got some new music from guess who? Guess who?
From who?
Goddamn, guess motherfucker. Goddamn.
From Bosquash the Bogart.
He sent me all that shit.
Nah, come on, brother. I don't know. Well, come on.
Goddamn, man. Spice Grip.
Ashwood?
Spice Grip.
No.
Blessed love. I told him to call the fuck in. All morning.
Thought
he gonna call in.
Well,
him.
I wanna hear it.
Yeah. And then we'll give him a call. This is I got two different ones. He got me Babylon System of Fraud and then Pressure on the Poor, and I'm gonna send them to you right now as we playing the song. Live right here, exclusive people. This is Weed Day Wind and Present Seat. We talking about goddamn sunflowers. You know what I'm saying? Come right back at you. This Spice Grip, new music, Babylon System, I'm crying.
Yeah, oh yeah. Babylon System, set up the references, the system of pride, that's why they fall. Babylon system. Set up the real crisis. Them system of fraud. So all we need is God. The system don't care about the poor. They abhor the rich. And don't they help the poor. The rich get richer. The poor stay poor.
Sing, come, Lord, to this old
that I like. In come Lord, the best of us. Some of poor people have feel depression. Better life. Think of love, it is so high. You don't go poor people up in depression. You don't go poor people that suffer financially. You don't go poor people that live up in their paycheck. They do most of the work, they get less pay. That's why it's a crime to be poor in this time. Leaders of the world need to help the poor in this time. To cut down on the robbery, the killing and crime. Poor people need all the help in this time. To live a better life. The income loads the best of kind. It's only poor people that feel depression. The income loads the best of kind. Poor people need help to live a better life. The income loads the best of kind. Poor people have this depression. If we need to help in a poor one.
Alright. That's one that ain't been on here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Income Low, Bill Gone High. That's by Mr. Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? Holding down real big. The new song, Babylon System of Fraud. And it's going down real big. You know what I'm saying? Doing the real live. Up here on the Starship, Smell the Brides, you know what I'm saying? Wednesday, Wednesday, present seeds. What can you do with marijuana seeds besides regrow them and make more heavily good? Seeds are used for a variety of purposes, and you might not just throw them out after hearing a few tips and uses on today's show. That's the description of today, and that is what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But since I ain't on my job, we gotta play one more song, and then I'm coming right back. Yeah.
Turn me up to the firecracker.
Get lit.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Plant the seeds and use the tree to take the swish of
kids
on a philosophical journey to another place.
Peach,
strawberry,
banana,
mango,
whatever your flavor,
you create the fantasy as you thumb the paper and flip the pages.
Parallel planes,
you are
El Presidente.
Inhale the tree.
Blind with the white eye.
Inhale the tree.
Well relaxed, find the friendly skies and off
the path.
Tell Panama Red what you want.
Inhale the
zigzag. This
purple haze.
Puff the magic dragon.
Inhale the tree.
Bing bong on the magic school bus.
Inhale the tree.
Get your permission slip.
Inhale the tree.
For an educational trip
to the burning bush.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Burn me up in a firecracker.
Get lit.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Meet the tambourine man,
who takes Alice to Wonderland,
where every farmer is rich.
Blueberry bushes with crystals.
and blacks a mile. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk.
Light the fire and held the tree.
Ignite the ceremony
and held the
a cycle in matrimony
and held the tree.
Rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees. Trees think about the leaves. Through history. Known for his mind altering properties.
Offering prophecies
that are evident and true. Take these papers. Get lit.
And held the tree.
Safety
and held the tree.
The heart of the oppressed man.
And held the tree.
Freedom.
Life.
Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence. From control off. No more caricatures of peace. And held the tree. And only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. What the axe forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. When I die, inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Get lit.
Inhale the tree.
And let the tribes of the ancient world pollinate the earth, which has been uprooted for food. Inhale the sins of our fathers.
Inhale the tree.
Exhale the culture built on diversity.
Inhale the tree.
All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the taking redemption as my bride, dust formed into ashes that stimulates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness.
That stimulates the consciousness.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Get lit.
Inhale the tree.
A new birth. For certification from Mother Earth.
Side
along these papers. Unknown liberation. Unknown liberation.
Misunderstood.
One that may be burned for its context. Or printed as a book.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
With your past.
This is Facebook. I mean, not Facebook. I can keep up. Via Twitter. 186 Point Deuce has Wacky 5 Wednesday. 186 Point Deuce. And that was 18 minutes ago coming up. According to the best husband in the world, a.k.a. Mr. Al Bundy, Christmas is not the time for regrets. That's what anniversaries are for. And shout out to all the people who follow me on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? All the Twitter folks out there. We got out here following. I got over 130 followers. I'm cool with that. But yeah, you know, at least I can say what's up to all y'all. 130 motherfuckers. Of course, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Shout out to the Jackal. Got a lot of people. Y'all finish out that. Everybody on Twitter. Doing a tweet, tweet, tweet. All right, so we talk about these day people, you know what I'm saying? Wednesday, Wednesday, you always bring something that you ain't never fucking heard before. I ain't never heard before. thought about, you know what I mean? But I always bring them to promote healthy solutions to some motherfucking real life shit. Like, I'm sitting here drinking some shit that looks nasty than a motherfucker, though. Fuck. No one else. Yeah. Pomegranate with white grape. But we talked about seeds, you know what I'm saying? What can you do with bare water seeds besides you? Don't grow the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Most people throw the bitches out. We got to have that unsuccessful grass growing. There is going to be a new product in the beverage category from hemp, which will be making an appearance soon in health food stores. Right, it's called the Whole Food Market. Got it. But this came out 3-4 years ago, back in October 17, 2007. This was according to RevolutionHealth.com, the blog's on here. And they're talking about hemp milk. A Canadian hemp growing and products company called Manitoba Harvest is introducing a new hemp milk, non-dairy beverage, in an attempt to complete companies with other milk substitutes such as soy, rice, and almond milk. Almond milk, people, I've drunk that shit, and it's really too fucking sweet to me. Okay. I want to get almond. Thick as hell, too. There ain't no thick drink. Milk drink, if you don't want to fuck with that. Some of y'all ladies like that. Oh, my bad. The product is called Hemp Bliss and is sweet and flavored only with natural and organic ingredients. I know Ms. Evelyn Anderson will appreciate the product. It's beige in color. And like all Manitoba Harvest products, it's certified kosher and USDA organic. Market for dairy alternatives in North America is approximately $1 billion. Manitoba Harvest hopes that the health benefits of hemp can help its new product become a major plant in this field. Hemp seeds, just the seeds alone, people, are higher in protein, ranking second only to soybeans among oil seeds in terms of complete protein content. Seeds are approximately 25% protein. Hemp Bliss contains 5 grams per serving. And unlike soy, hemp is high in alpha-linolenic acid and omega-3 fatty acid. According to Manitoba Harvest, hemp is also a superior choice for those who are allergic or sensitive to soy or nuts, which a lot of people are. You know, most people might be taking soy more than. And what else is this? Something else says that hemp agriculture is much less ecologically destructive than that used for other dairy alternatives such as soy. Hemp requires little water and no herbicide growth, and has even been said to enrich the soil. Although the sale of hemp products is legal in the United States, cultivation is still banned because U.S. politicians and law enforcement feel it's better to control the U.S. population. The fear campaign tends to set farmers free to grow lucrative, natively harvested crops like commercial hemp does not contain appreciable levels of active psychoactive ingredients in marijuana. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada estimates that 90% of Canadian hemp is sold in the U.S. market. Currently, a group of farmers in North Dakota are suing the U.S. government for banning hemp agriculture. The bill allowing the planting and harvesting of hemp was vetoed recently by Governor, four years ago. So, this was vetoed by former Governor Schwarzenegger of California. The new law would have established a 5-year pilot project in 4 counties. Allow farmers to legally supply new Southwest California market manufacturer currently must import hemp raw materials, including oil and fiber, Canada and elsewhere. Pilot would have given the hemp industry an opportunity to assess crop impact on the state economy. It allowed enforcement, law enforcement to measure any negative effects hemp farming might have had on their drug eradication. But Governor's enforcement still mentioned ignores the fact that California regularly enacts laws that face federal and state litigation, says Patrick Coggan, California Council for Low Hemp, basically industrial hemp farming advocacy group. Veto bill is no different than numerous other bills the governor signed that asserted the state's right to regulate where the U.S. Congress is not. Right. Hemp milk. There you go. Hemp milk. Shout out to Mr. Peter Lacey. Mr. Kevin Hayes is up in the building. And, it was working fine earlier. Might be porn. It was working. But, probably because I got a fucking cold. You know what I'm saying? But it's all still here. Still doing my thing. Matter of fact, let me take a musical break so I can pull my damn nose. You know what I'm saying? And, say hello to all the ladies.
Hey, baby. You know, you don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? For granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness. Our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying it's safe to walk away from you, but it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back.
never learn. No, no matter what you tell them, they'll never learn. That is not your city, it's just your turn. So move with the money, y'all, and move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell them, baby, maybe they'll learn. That is not your city, it's just your turn. You're still tricking if you got it, regardless of what you got. Trick, I ain't got shit, but a few jokes and a lot of dick. Treat a hoe like she hit the lottery. That's a no-go. Watch them back in slow-mo. My game so pro. Yours so-so. Shouldn't be breathing no more. See a hoe, pull a hoe, bust her down and let her go. Purse first, ass last, then I'm gone first class. Kill your hoe, love a hoe. Yes, honey, never know. Make it rain, thunder, and wonder where the cheddar go. If you didn't know then, now you better know. Money don't make the world spin. It's that pussy's hoe. She bout to be in, but he'll never learn. No, she bout to pay for, but he'll never learn. No, no matter what you tell him, they'll never learn. That is not your city, it's just your turn. So move with the money, y'all, and move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell them, baby, maybe they'll learn. That is not your city, it's just your turn.
Before I step into the booth, spit these rhymes. I kill a million MCs, call them free crime. They say babies and all dogs can read minds. I know at least 5 strippers who can read mine. 1 passed away, 3 got ass for days. I let the last one go, her ass was gay. She tried to play SJ like an experiment. She tried to holler at me, I wasn't hearing it. I let the bullshit fall on deaf ears. A real motherfucker, that's all S is. I gave Nicky's in Magic City my best years. Don't ask me why it's my vice, dog, it just is. Keep your rent money and your car note. They entertainers, they are who they are, folks. And what you earn is none of their concern. It's not your pussy, dog, just your turn.
She bout a business, but he'll never learn, no. She bout to pay for, but he'll never learn. No, no matter what you tell him, they'll never learn. That is not your pussy, it's just your turn. So move with the money, y'all, and move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell him, baby, maybe they'll learn. That is not your pussy, it's just your turn.
She's your main squeeze, you're her plan C. You try to knock her up, she took that plan B. Not your feelings hurt, but what is really worth? You're the only one drilling her. Don't be silly, Kurt. You got the game fucked. Keep your cape tucked. Too many suckers acting lame, cause they like the same cut. But I must admit, she's a bad bitch. Your money ain't a thing, she'll make you act like you never had shit. She's an all-star. You're the mascot, shut it down, close shop. When she make that ass drop, DJ play this last song, get it to the cash gone. And you ain't got no more than take your broke ass home.
She bout to be in, but he'll never learn, no. She bout to pay for, but he'll never learn, no. No matter what you tell him, they'll never learn, no. That is not your city, it's just your turn. So move with the money, y'all, and move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell them, baby, maybe they'll learn. That is not your pussy, it's just your turn. She bout to be a sister, but he'll never learn. No, she bout to pay for, but he'll never learn. No, no matter what you tell them, they'll never learn. No. That is not your pussy, it's just your turn. So move with the money, shout it, move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell them, baby, maybe they'll learn. That is not your pussy, it's just your turn. When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
You're trying to say, oh yeah, yeah.
trying something new on the show.
I don't know. I'm not listening to the radio. No, I'm on the air with you.
Oh, you saying coming through the radio and sound though?
Yeah, you sound far away.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It just sounds a little different today.
But no, because I'm calling through Gmail.
Oh, that's why. Yeah,
yeah,
you sound like you're
different.
In a tunnel.
Oh, through the computer. Yeah, I'm just going to try it.
I can barely hear you. But I'm just in time for the next
one. It sounded good.
Huh. Yeah, well, it's Weeds Day Wednesday, and you're planting seeds today, are you?
No, just trying to find different alternatives for the use.
Yeah.
Everybody keep throwing your seeds away. You know what I'm saying? What other alternatives do you have for the use of your, you know, staying with your leftovers? What can you do with it? Or what do you do with
it? I've chewed on a few. That's about it.
You ain't ever heard of hemp milk?
Yeah, that's just about everything hemp.
I'm talking about hemp milk.
Hemp what?
Hemp milk.
Milk, yeah. Hemp milk, yeah.
Hemp.
I've heard of hemp milk.
Yeah. You don't have any?
Never had any, no. No, but I've chewed on a few stems.
I tried that. That don't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of aggravating. Two on the weed still, man, they high. All right, yeah.
Okay, is there something wrong with your phone, or?
No, I'm telling you, I'm just calling through the little, whatever this shit is, just to see how it sounds.
Yeah, the Gmail, yeah. So. Not quality.
You said it is or isn't?
It is not quality. I can barely hear you on the phone here.
Are you out of clear? I guess that's an even swap, no swim, huh?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Now, do like Michael Jackson. Make that change.
Make that change, yeah. Please make that change.
And the magic trick.
On the count of three.
Do.
What are you, stuck? Ask Miss Computer Lady how it sounds. How does it sound, Miss Computer Lady? Call in, Miss Computer.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I didn't have to. I could have just fucking called in.
Well,
from
you sound
the,
better now. You must have.
Yeah, no, it's from a regular phone.
Yeah, you sound like you're here now. Thank you.
I'm not here. I'm actually there.
You're really not here? You're there.
Yeah.
So, it's you.
I'll tell you that. All right, people. Let me go ahead and get into this shiznit. Quack, quack, quack. You know what I'm saying? What the hell am I meant to do that? Yeah, I'm sucking down some damn vitamin C. But nah,
Take some vitamin D to build up your immune system.
Huh?
Vitamin D, too.
Not
just D, you should take vitamin D.
Well, I leave that for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Oh!
Oh, my.
Not bad. Man, I fill up on vitamin D when I can. You know what I'm saying? Oh!
That be double D's, too?
Just trying to, you know. Laughter cures the common cold. That's what they say, you know? Laugh your way out of a cold. Huh?
They get busy with the nutty news already. Make them laugh.
Yeah.
Make them laugh. Make yourself laugh.
Yeah. Well, this is not a laughing matter. Nutty Newsletter Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. But I mean, we're starting off in New York, man. Kind of fucked up.
It always
Clues up tons of dirty snow into cemetery. Ah, man. Even the dead can't escape the ineptitude of the city sanitation department. Sanitation crews dumped tons of dirty snow from the Christmas weekend blizzard into the city's biggest Jewish cemetery, toppling 21 gravestones and wrecking an iron fence. The snow-clearing crews also buried several vehicles parked next to the cemetery on Bay Parkway.
Wow.
Damn. Because, you know, they had stopped clearing the roads for a minute in protest.
Oh,
so all the goddamn shit built up on their ass inadvertently, you know what I'm saying? Boy, y'all stupid motherfuckers. Damn, that's going to be fucked up. So when that shit melts, oh, man, the graveyard is going to be fucked up.
Yeah. Have to have another moment of silence for him.
But it won't be today.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, man.
Drink it jam, baby.
Golden Smith. I got to roll up, people. Over in Australia, shout out to Miss Tasha Triple X and Lena J. Yeah, forever. Yeah, Miss Eva and everybody over there. Town Council shuts down ghost tours.
Town shuts down ghost tours.
Town Council. The little city council people. As if they have nothing else to do. Business owners in an Australian town are decrying the loss of tourist dollars after the local government shut down its ghost tours. Picton residents said the Wallandilly Shire Council forced the closure of the ghost tour business in the town, which is famous for its supposed supernatural activity, after some complained of tourists trespassing, causing disturbances, and vandalizing property.
Well,
the council is powerful, people. They will shut you down.
How did
another
ghost didn't do it?
I ain't got the little drum roll for that, but
that was good enough.
There you go. Over in Canada, pilot's coffee spill forces emergency landing. Why the fuck are you drinking coffee and flying? Isn't that like drinking and driving? Oh, sorry. Coffee joke there. The United States Airlines flight from Chicago to Germany was forced to make an emergency landing in Canada after a pilot spilled coffee on the plane's radio equipment. UA Flight 940 was carrying 241 passengers when the 777-200's communication and navigation equipment malfunctioned, prompting the flight crew to land just before 10 p.m. local time at Toronto's Pearson International Airport. Passengers there were greeted with free marijuana and blunts. Oh, sorry. A little additive in there, you know. And then I woke up.
I'm going to go try the airports next week.
I would have submitted to a pat down for that one. Full body scan me, baby. Full body scan me.
I'm not getting the scan. I'm
going to
have them pat me down and let
them
know how good it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn pilot. You know
that's
what
happened. Yeah.
All right, people. That's scary on the flight,
the
though. I was scared that he's sitting here fucking trying to goddamn drinking fucking fly with one hand. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to drink, sip on some hot. People, imagine yourself driving a car early morning, you know what I'm saying, and you got that hot-ass cup of coffee, and you sitting out there trying to drive through traffic and drink that hot-ass cup of coffee and blow it at the same time. Where is your attention span at?
Hey, there's women doing that and putting on makeup at the same time.
Well,
okay.
Then the same motherfuckers
and
are getting accidents. You know what I'm saying? The same motherfuckers are getting accidents. It just ain't their time yet. You know, like dumbass motherfucker that was on the interstate that had to cuss out because he in the fucking slow lane going extra slow. You know what I'm saying? Then when he realizes he's going extra slow, he decides to whip over to the middle lane and then and block all everybody else. Everybody pull up next to him. This son of a bitch is on the phone text message. And he's an elderly man. So, yeah, he's staring at the motherfucking phone. Like, get your grandparents off the goddamn. Get your grandparents off of technology, people. Goddamn. If they're over fucking 80 and they still driving and they're on the fucking cell phone, something wrong. It ain't that serious. It is not that serious to get there, you know? Damn. In Wisconsin, man is accused of using sex. I mean, yeah, right. Using sex. Using snake in sexual assault. There you go. That sounds good. Yeah. Two northwestern Wisconsin men are accused of...
What kind of snake are we talking about?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant we're equipped with.
I think it's the deadly. I think it's the deadly kind. Yeah, yeah. Not the rubber. Not the rubber kind. Yeah. No latex naked. You know what I'm saying? They are accused of sexually assaulting a woman with a live snake. 24-year-old John Bullock of Altoona and 25-year-old Domonta Jones of Eau Claire pleaded not guilty to the assault in Eau Claire County Circuit Court. Each man is charged first-degree sexual assault. Bullock says the sexual contact was consensual.
That's what I was...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right.
What kind of snake was that?
Yeah. You just want... She wanted... Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Was it a bull?
Yeah, it don't say what type of snake it was. But,
sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
You know, but at the same time, embarrassment is a motherfucker. You know, after the fact, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker could just got embarrassed. But hey, she have been playing with her like that. You know what I'm saying? She might have not thought it was,
she
might have been watching them bestiality YouTube videos. You know what I'm saying? And got curious.
Well, at least that snake wasn't quick.
Yeah, where's Pete at when you need him? Who's fighting for the snake?
Yeah.
She might not have washed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wow. Let's not go there. I didn't even need them. That was
worse. Worst need them when you need them.
They're overboard now.
Ah, man. Over here in Pennsylvania, people. Shouts out to Easy Rider. EasyRiderBiz66.com. Make sure you go and get your free bids, people. 10 free bids for signing up. www.biz66.com. Trial is set for firing over use of N-word. I don't know what that is, but hey. A federal jury will be asked to decide whether it is acceptable for an African-American person, but not a white person, to use the N-word in a workplace. Who the fuck would even say some stupid shit like that? People, let me continue. U.S. District Judge R. Barclay Shirk has ruled that former Fox 29 reporter anchor Tom Burlington's lawsuit against the station, claiming a double standard and alleging that he was the victim of racial discrimination, may go to trial. He called me a nigger, so I call him a nigger back. People, I wouldn't give a shit if you don't know how to use the words, and I just mean words in general, not just nigger. You don't need to be saying words. You know what I'm saying? That's like going to Germany, and you hear me say fickbeast. Or Voss is lost. I mean, if you don't know what the fuck I'm saying, don't repeat what the fuck I'm saying unless I tell you to repeat what the fuck I'm saying. I just said, fuck you. What's up? So why would you repeat something that you only know how to use it in context? You know what I'm saying? People, why? Why is that so pressing for you even to use that word? What is that doing for your whole self-esteem for you to be able to use that word? I don't see the triple. I really don't understand the triple.
Word means ignorant, right?
It means ignorant. You know what I'm saying? It describes an ignorant person. So it doesn't describe an African American. It doesn't describe a white person. It describes a person.
Okay.
It says a person. It describes an ignorant person. That is what a nigga is. That has nothing to do with a black person or a white person or a green person or anything else.
Yeah.
And the original meaning of the word nigga comes from, again, the Angola tribe way back in the days of Africa, and it means
right.
God, because it comes from the Inga people. So if
right.
everybody want to sit up there and be all, ooh, you know what I'm saying, then get the fucking word meanings right. But because you live in America and they take from which they came, and they regurgitate it and give you the motherfucking ass end of it. This is why you got swastikas and everything else misrepresented here. But when you go elsewhere, you get the truth. So, suck it the fuck up.
They had eight in there. It's really crazy.
Man, shit. You suck the
got
fuck
no
up.
Love talking that way.
He can say it, but I can't say it. Well, he can take a hit in the mouth. You can't. Shut the fuck up.
Must be some kind of award. Come on.
All right. Well, not really. He got fired. He got fired. Shit. Yeah, you gonna do? He got fired. Well, yeah, you did get fired. Yeah, you got fired for using the N-word.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And he gonna sue. Talking about it's a double standard.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't have said that, should I?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
over in Delaware, 82-year-old Nabs accused thieves. Yeah. Hey, how the hell y'all get nabbed by an 82-year-old? Boy, y'all some fucking pussy. 82-year-old retired high school math teacher, and a math teacher at that, and business owner with diabetes and leukemia. shot out a tire on a pickup truck loaded with stuff allegedly stolen from his house near what? From his house near here. What the fuck is inhaled 2-minute gunpoint until police arrived. Newcastle County Police took William G. Rafter, 41, of Clayton, Delaware, and Mark Sturgill, 30, of Bridgeton, New Jersey, into custody. Y'all are some fucking pussies. I mean, an 82-year-old man with goddamn diabetes and leukemia, down there on his deathbed. Y'all still couldn't get away.
Cheap flying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And they were getting caught.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You get caught on your day off. You get caught by a man coming out of his house and shooting your fucking tires out. Oh, y'all crazy motherfuckers, man. Crime has reached an all-time high. I guess New York has to find other means. Cops to crack down on two-wheelers. Yeah. There's no other crime in the city, so we got to fuck with people on bicycles now. The NYPD has been ordered to begin a borough-wide crackdown that will hit renegade riders for often overlooked vehicle offenses like failing to obey traffic signals and signs, breaking the speed limit, tailgating, and even failing to signal before turning. Bicyclists caught breaking those rules will be issued a moving violation. Damn. No, they hurting for money, boy. People, you got that local government start going after bicyclists. Yeah. Now they do it here, that means your city is fucking sucking right now. They need some goddamn money.
Mm-hmm.
They do that here. They try talking about you supposed to have front and back lights on your goddamn bicycle. If you don't, that's a $50 ticket. But you go anywhere else in the city, nobody don't know nothing about this damn law though.
Gotta have safety, people.
Mm-hmm. Over in California, judges rule cross at park is unconstitutional. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people.
That's right, laugh it up. Get better.
Because this just shows you, you know, what is the point of being patriotic in this country? When y'all come, or whoever came in now is shipping the damn rules to make it, you know, other country friendly and shit. Like, it's no more American way. Now it's just everybody else's way. You know? It's crazy, man. But a war memorial cross. Yeah, people, not just a regular cross. A war memorial cross in a San Diego public park is unconstitutional. Because it conveys a message of government endorsement of religion, a federal appeals court ruled in a 2-decade-old case. A 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued the unanimous decision in the dispute over the 29-foot cross, which was dedicated in 1954 in honor of Korean War veterans. Well, yeah, that's true, too. How the fuck do you know they want a cross put up, you know what I'm saying, in honor of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's some American shit right there, you know what I'm saying? Did the Koreans put the motherfucker up? I bet there wasn't no Koreans that worked and constructed that shit and put that memorial up. So, that has no meaning. That shit down. over in Pakistan, polygamous, beaten by two of his wives.
Only two?
Oh, man.
5 years.
Hey, yeah, that's original. A Pakistani polygamist was publicly beaten by two of his wives who accused him of having a secret fourth wife and planning for marriage number five, Mian Ishaq. Oh, number five, Mian Ishaq told police he was attending a Gufranwala wedding reception with his third wife when two other spouses, Mehvish and Zuma, arrived with relatives and began overturning tables. The women who accused Ishaq of having a fourth wife in secret and planning to marry a fifth woman beat their husband with their shoes.
Ooh.
Damn. Lucky, because, yeah, well, them motherfuckers, they don't even play that, you know what I'm saying, that cheating out of, you know, sleeping around out of marriage. You fucking around
yeah.
Till the motherfucking nuts cut off. Dumbass motherfucker. But that's just so selfish, people. You got two motherfucking bitches at the house.
No, he
you
got
creeping
three.
With a third, well, three bitches
two.
At the house. Then you're creeping with a fourth, and you're trying to marry a fifth.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Some
wow,
men in this world,
hurt.
People,
that
just
hurt.
Don't know, you know.
Don't make
don't
no sense.
A good thing that they got, boy. Over here in Lynnwood, Washington, real life superhero walks streets fighting crime.
That's right. That's how we did it. For this dude, too.
You said that's all he did? You know about him?
No. Uh-uh.
How far Lynnwood is from you?
Yeah, it is. It's from here.
Hell nah. Y'all got fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
There's some nuts over here. It's about 30 minutes away, yeah.
They got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles patrolling their city.
Funny.
Oh, man. The man
yeah,
said he came with that. No. Man said he came within seconds of having his car broken into until a real-life superhero came to his aid. Wearing tights, a mask, and a skin-tight supersuit, the encounter occurred when a man who asked to be identified only as Dan, the Superman, hero man, man.
You know?
Walking back to his car in a parking lot when he saw a man trying to pry open his car. This guy comes dashing in wearing his skin-tight rubber black and gold suit and starts chasing him away. You were probably on an episode of You've Just Been Punked.
He's trying to action, baby.
Ah, man, what the fuck was he doing lurking around a goddamn parking garage? What kind of superhero is that?
Hey. He was there at the right time, right moment.
Yeah, I bet he was, scoping and shit. Yeah. What was you doing? Yeah.
In those super tights.
This is a sad case. In Holmes County, boy 10 years old is charged with the murder of his mother.
Wow.
And Miss Computer Lady. This is in her hometown, people. 10-year-old Ohio boy was charged with murder for allegedly shooting his mother with a .22 caliber rifle. Holmes County Juvenile Assistant Prosecutor Sean Warner told ABC News that the boy has been charged with one count of murder. I can't divulge any statements by witness or the alleged delinquent child, but as charged, It does not appear to be an accident.
Oh, wow. How old was the child?
10 years old. That ain't no accident.
Crazy.
That is not an accident.
It don't feel like it.
Oh, look at here. Well, let's go ahead and get one for the mother, man. He's too young to get an award. Due to legalities, he cannot issue a 108-16 in a war on this show. So I don't want, you know, I don't want to lose my sponsorship by giving him an award.
That was
terrible. Ah, man.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, thank you. I'm bullshitting, though, people.
You're sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That sack of monkey shit.
That ain't enough.
I've never seen a sack of monkey shit. Yeah, I've seen some monkey shit. You know, I've never seen a sack of monkey shit. You
maybe
know?
They sell it.
Good. It might, you know, be good and organic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got that organic monkey shit? No, I don't want that processed monkey
shit. You know,
shit.
It could be precious. Like, go. You don't know.
I want that that organic monkey shit.
But wasn't there some kind of bear or koala or something with beans and they make coffee out of it?
Oh, yeah. No. Is that the koala?
Was it koala bear?
Yeah, I think that's koala bear shit that they eat, putting in the tea and drinking or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is extra fucking nutty, people. Wow, talking about motherfucker taking it out on nature. Vulture is arrested for being a spy.
A real vulture?
Guess where this is at?
Where? Not here.
No, you know it ain't here. Shit. We got some of these fucking spies running around here. Yeah, what the fuck we need a bird for? Goddamn snitches all in the goddamn hood. Saudi Arabia. A vulture tagged by scientists at Tel Aviv University has strayed into Saudi Arabian territory. Yeah, bet you that. Where it was promptly arrested on suspicion of being a Mossad spy. The bird was found in a rural area of the county wearing a transmitter and leg bracelet bearing the words Tel Aviv University. Although these tags indicate that the bird was part of a long-term research project in migration patterns, residents said that the matter seemed to be a Zionist plot. Ho, 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 ho.
I think you're starting to feel better.
Oh man, good old vitamin C, people. You know what I'm saying? Any lines like some free vitamin B?
Keep on rolling.
Give me a holler. Oh, I think it's just, you know, entertaining you guys. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel better, man. You know, it's fucking blessing. Catch 22 blessing, man. In New York, man goes to jail for 1968 New York to Cuba hijacking. Damn. A U.S. citizen convicted of hijacking a plane from New York to Cuba 4 decades ago has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Damn. Luis Armando Pina Soltran was sentenced to federal court in Manhattan. Authorities say he and co-defendants brought pistols and knives aboard a plane in a diaper bag in November 1968. Pina Soltran's lawyer says his client had wanted to come back for decades because he was remorseful. Well, bitch, you could have been fucking came back. Yeah. It's been 15 years. Well, there you go. In Chicago, man uses tire iron to rob banks. Well, look at here. Tires is getting hard, people.
Tire.
Mm.
Oh, that's a nice one.
The man came into the First Merit Bank at 8480 South Archer Avenue about 5 p.m. armed with a tire iron. Yes, people, a tire iron, formerly used to take off the nuts off of a car when it's disabled along the side of the road, most likely due to a blowout. Why the fuck he's robbing a bank with it? Let's go in.
Wow.
He went to the teller counter, announced the robbery, threatened employees, and ordered a teller to place money from a cash drawer into a gym bag he had brought along. The man then left the bank with an undisclosed amount of money. Now, first of all, where in the fuck is security at? With a pistol, mind you, people, not a tire iron.
Yeah.
What? I need to go to Chicago because if y'all, if, shit, if you can hold up a bank with a slingshot, fuck it. I'm out. Well, shit. God damn, they go ahead and put me. Oh, shit! I gotta stop the fucking music. I gotta stop the fucking music. Oh, goddamn. People, the love of my fucking life is goddamn in the motherfucking building. Oh, man, I did. Infong Media is in the building, just left. But I know she's, and it's a long story, people. I'm going to have to bring Infong Media on this show and do a special show, man, so she can really tell y'all the whole ordeal. That's going to be some crazy shit if we can hook that up. But, yeah, Infong Media, man, is a sweetheart of the network. She got caught up in some real fuck shit. And involving one of her ex-boyfriends who set up for some real motherfucking big shit. And she ended up almost getting sent away to prison and shit. And she had to do a little time, man, you know what I'm saying, over this dude. Really put her in a bad way. And I'm telling you, people, you women out there putting all y'all motherfucking faith into some of these dudes out here, you need to watch yourself. Because these motherfuckers will burn you at the stake and leave you motherfucking there just to goddamn take the blame for it. And that's what almost happened. So thank you, Lord, you know what I'm saying, and blessings be to Infong Media, you know what I'm saying, and I definitely will see her around, you know what I'm saying, that's what's up. I'm going to catch her around in a second, probably later on tonight, but that's what's up. Whew. New Year starting off L the fucking terrifico. God damn.
Like fireworks.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, thank you, Lord, for sending her my way. You know? In New England, city to freeze corpses and then break them into tiny pieces. That is nasty. What if the pieces melt? Officials with a British town's mortuary said they want to use liquid nitrogen to freeze corpses and then break them into tiny pieces. The Cambridge City Crematorium in England said the process called permission or cryomation is more eco-friendly than traditional cremation, and the resulting dust can be used as compost or placed in an urn. So people, they're finna start fucking freezing you and recycling your ass. God damn. Ah, man. Hey, you got some of that recycled cooter? Let me get some of that off the shelf.
All right, now. Yeah.
Right. Ah, let me get a couple of blocks of that.
That sounds real.
Ah, man. Yeah, real dogs. They freezing real dogs and shit. Well, man smacks neighbor with rifle butt, then steals whiskey. Sounds like old Rudy. No. Not bad. Sounds like old Rudy. Fucking steal my chin high. Oh, man. Over here
sounds
in Tennessee.
Sounds like good old days back in the, you know, pow, pow, west time.
What's up with old Rudy? Is he still on?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he heard from old Rudy and old business, man. Shout out to old Rudy. Catch the archives of old Rudy, man. Yeah. A man with a lengthy arrest record is accused of stealing a neighbor's bottle of Crown Royal whiskey after hitting the victim in the head with a rifle butt. Rusty Lynn Patterson, 28, is accused of the incident. Patterson hit Van in the forehead with the rifle's stock butt, demanded money in rifled through Vance's pants. The suspect left after snatching the bottle of booze. Alright, y'all some fucking mean alcoholics nowadays, boy.
Desperate out of time there, baby. Desperate.
Oh, man.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Smacking somebody with a rifle butt. Wow.
Thanks.
Yeah, all righty then. Pennsylvania, man borrowed car, traded it for drugs.
Anything.
Oh, man. State police said a man is charged with taking something that wasn't his and trading it for drugs. They said Brandon Schwager of Quakertown, Bucks County, borrowed someone's car to get groceries. I guess he's got more than his fair share of groceries.
Oh, wow.
At the Quakertown Farmers' Market. Instead, investigators said Schwager drove the car to Allentown and traded it for crack cocaine.
Wow.
People, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Crack is fucking worse.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Right.
This is a good story. We're not going to end it on it, but this is still a good story. Over in Illinois, mother gives birth to twins. Daughter in 2010, sons in 2011.
Yeah,
5 minutes. Ain't that a bitch. A couple welcomed their new daughter to the world in the last minute of 2010, and a twin son in the first minute of 2011.
That's beautiful.
That's some hard shit.
Now.
That's some hard shit. Yeah, that's going to be some fucked up birthdays. God damn. Ashley Fansler gave birth to Madison Karen Lewis at 11:59 a.m. on New Year's Eve in Manchesney Park, 85 miles, 135 kilometers northwest of Chicago. Aiden Everett Lewis was born a minute later at 12 a.m. on New Year's Day.
That's
fucking spectacular right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Let me pop some bottles.
That's
in
awesome.
One. Shit. That damn right. You know? That's fucking beautiful right there, man. What the fuck is up with all these guests?
Well, you know, let them party. Let them have a good time.
You know, this is But because this is the end of the season, people, y'all know this is technically this new year, but this is the end of the season for Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Season 2 is officially coming to an end. February 25th is season 3, so, you know, fuck it. Y'all at the end, y'all catching, you know, what y'all, you know, should have been catching all fucking year anyways, but because y'all decide not to sign up and be a part of the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know what I'm saying? That's why you sons of bitches been missing all this good goddamn content, you know what I'm saying, by being guests and shit. Don't want to go sign up trying to be all incog heroes or whatever the fuck you want to call yourself.
Incognito.
Oh, one of them. You know, one of them. Them shits too. Them shits too.
Go on now.
Man. Well, I do love everybody who decides to just come through and check the show out. You know what I'm saying? That is a beautiful thing, man. Well, I would be appreciated if you signed up, you know what I'm saying, become part of the fam, man. Get on the Heavenly Angels continued friends list that she's steadily been working on for the past 3 weeks. And we're almost not done.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Man. Over here in Sweden. Yeah,
you
people
know,
are telling me you go all the way around the world. And I mean the world.
You booted them out, didn't you?
Nah. One of them just left. The other one stayed. Nah, because you'll see a boot. You would see they didn't kick the fuck out. I ain't got time to kick them out. They didn't like my heartfelt speech and shit about fucking guests.
All the lies you share.
You know. A politician apologizes for fat tax idea. I think we need that here. man. A Swedish politician apologized to anyone who felt insulted by his suggestion of taxing the obese.
Hey, that's so hard in there, man. Next, are we taxing your color? Are we taxing you by your color next?
Jeez. Oh, man. Don't let them start. I'm telling you now, an Uppsala councillor with the Center Party apologized on his blog for earlier suggesting the overweight should pay higher taxes because they put greater strain on the country's social services.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They eat more for food stamps.
The government putting all that crap in our food.
Oh, man, that is too funny, people.
But, yeah.
People, that is too funny. Oh, man. This is damn politics.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, and sorry to the gay people out there. Everybody gets some complaints about that and shit. Oh, man. All right, people. This is the last one, and we're about it, man. This is going to do it for the extended version of the Nutty News. We have a lot of them, though. It's a lot of news. We're catching up. Last but not least, we're in Detroit. We do that dumbass shit here. Teacher tried to pawn school laptop.
Ah, shout out to Bristol to be me. She's in the house. She's a regular listener. She's here in
What's
the chat room right now.
To be me. Well, she was.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Well, I wrote
school
her name room. Down for the people that listen.
Oh, okay. That'd be, yeah. If they've been in here more than twice, I think they should get on the list. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because people that just pop in here just to see and they don't come back, that ain't really a friend. You know what I'm saying? You're just a wannabe. You're never going to be.
That's what I mean.
D Detroit Public Schools officials say they have suspended a Durfee Elementary School teacher who allegedly tried to pawn her district-owned laptop computer at one of the biggest, most popular pawn shops in Detroit. Yes. Karen Drysdale Oriucci, a DPS teacher since 1994, went to American Jewelry and Loan on Greenfield Road to pawn the network computer she received from the district on December 17th. Dumbass, that was not a Christmas gift. Right.
Timmy!
And being an old Miss Computer Lady.
Hey.
CC Boom. Why is your grandson running around in tights playing a superhero?
I am Hey, Smelly.
What the hell is Sandy J doing in Ohio?
Oh, gosh. Not going to be long, but I just wanted to say happy and prosperous 2000.
Hey, yeah,
11 to, yeah.
Hey, how did you break in your New Year?
I went to a masquerade ball.
Wow. Not too many people went to church. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not knocking that.
I ain't knocking it either. I'm just saying. Like I was telling the people who did go and talking about they ain't going to church the next day. I'm like, well, yeah. Why would you want to sit up there and open up the New Year to hear the same sermon and then go 8 hours later to hear the same sermon again? Well, y'all know this the New Year. And the thing that y'all going to need to change is to give more offering.
You
I said more offering. You got to get more tithes. Oh, sorry, people.
Now, read that.
The offering will commence in approximately 1 minute.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, man. How was the masquerade ball? You got pictures? Is it Facebook down? Is it loaded down Facebook?
I know some people that took pictures. Yeah, it's on Facebook. I need to find the ones they had of me. So when I find those, I'll probably, share them with everybody. But
I got some pictures I'm going to upload in a minute. Y'all see them probably in the next 20 minutes. I got some pictures from a little Key concert, you know what I'm saying? We've been going to. Got an artist down here, the Bus Wide Open song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, been following him around and taking a couple photos, Artist support, you know.
Right. By the way, before I go, just wanted to say hey to everybody and happy 2011. Make it a great one. Hope everyone has a great one. And Smelly, your 12 days of Christmas, I tell you. Oh, my God. Lord.
I didn't see the Facebook video.
Yes, I did. I don't know if it got through the whole thing, the video. I think
no,
whoever.
Man, because the whole punk-ass drunk.
Classmate.
Got tired. Motherfucking Thomas, she tired and shit. Can't hold a 2 ounce goddamn camera for another damn three versions. Boy, look at
here. What was the tripod then? All she had to do was just
I didn't even ask her to hold the motherfucker. I had it sitting on the right there on the beam.
Right.
Hey, she grabbed the motherfucking Thomas. I'll hold it.
And you see what happened.
Yeah, I messed up my video. I want to let people over the video, and I just set it down and let it do its own thing. People, that is the, beauty of having modern technology. It covers more than a 5x2-inch, area. You know what I'm saying? Like the beta cameras back in the day. You can set the camera down now.
That's a memory.
You can set the camera down now, and it will cover you. You don't have to have somebody holding the camera for you. And I 9 times out of 10 like to just set the camera down anyways because normally people be moving a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't want nobody moving.
This computer lady's turning into a party girl.
Oh, you here now. You know what I'm saying? You here.
I thought
I'm coming back down. I'm gonna be running these archives back. You know what I'm saying? From my first earlier shows now, when Miss PC Bone was first on these shows.
Uh-oh.
You know, and she was she was all dedicated to the church and everything. You know.
Oh boy, that should be something. But anyway, no, I know you had one show about the resolutions and all of that. And I told him, I ain't going through all the, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to lose weight, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Because I hardly, yeah, I know. Now, only a few people keep that. I told everybody mine was simple. Mine is for 2011, get back to life.
Yeah, living. That's what you need. To get back to life and living, people. Cut the fucking TV off. Jesus. Go outside and smoke the fucking cigarette. You know what I'm saying? If you know, Jesus, just get from in front of the TV for a little while and get a change. Make that change. You know, you might not even like Michael Jackson, but shit, that song, I loved it. Make that change. You know? Talking to the man or the woman or the dog, cat in the mirror, you know, because animals be looking at themselves too. You know, we got to talk to them too. Just saying.
Right, but now after a lot of things from last year, I said, okay, I got to, you know, think about me. I got to get back to life, get back to living and all of that. So.
You know what you got to do.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Only smelly. Only smelly. Heavenly Angel, good to hear from you.
Love you, baby.
Hey, you're talking to the official co-host of season 3.
Yes, congratulations.
Okay, so.
I didn't ask him, you know what I'm saying? Of course, just like I didn't ask Sideline, I didn't ask Tasha, you know what I'm saying? That's how you doing, people. That's how we do on Record of Game Radio. We Debo. That's what we tell them. You go home. Bam. Halfway through it, Miss Computer Lady. Bam. Now you the sidekick. Bam. Now you the sidekick. So we got to keep moving people. We got to
keep the rotation.
Yeah, damn right. We got to keep the rotation going. Bam.
Yep. As they say, this is worldwide.
That's right.
Worldwide.
No, it's just that.
1 minute left, people. We got to get up out of here. We're going to get up out of here with Mellow Khan, A Hustler's Prayer. I think that sounds pretty appropriate for Record of Game Radio. Weezday Wednesday presents seeds. People, you can do a lot with marijuana seeds. Just don't throw them away or chew on them. I guess. You know, I don't know what to do with them, but hey, you know, make some milk out of them. Heavenly Angel know how to do that, I think. What is it? One part breast milk, two part seeds.
Oh goodness. Something like that.
Oh, people, just remember.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
That's how we do it on Wednesday, Wednesday.
And we're out. Much love, Miss Computer Lady, Miss Heavenly Angel.
All
people's riding out there goofy. Boom.
Yeah, much love. Take care, everybody.
Yeah, Mr. Sayonara. Over there in the Netherlands. I know you're listening, huh? Konnichiwa.
No cologne, I'm Glock sending. Profit in my pockets. I don't do it cause my pops did it. I do it because my pops missed it. Mom's sick plus I got sisters. Look, I got pictures.
Nah, for real, look at him. For these women to eat, I'ma live savage. I don't do it for the glamour and glitz, or to have the lavishest whip. A nigga trying to handle that rent money and pay that private school tuition, cause I refuse to have my sisters be a victim of the public school system. So I'm out here pitching from the mail, trying to picture the life I could have had, had my cards been different, had my stars been aligned right, my fortune told truthfully. The tarot card reader would have seen me doing something other than making bleeders out niggas who ain't believe me when I told them have my money when I need it, or else.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death for my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows,
just
give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Cold night, night breaking in cold sweats. From heavy heaters to misdemeanors, it's all stress. Under my shirt is no beater, it's all vets. My head I'm protected, but the devil still told me I'm the deadliest nigga that hell met. So go put that on your head, let it sit for 10 breaths. And I'ma keep on pushing this weight like 10 reps. And murder over money ain't senseless. It makes sense to us till you go sit in front of that judge. And his words sound foreign, cause all you hearing is numbers. All I'm seeing is summer's gon' pass, my sister's getting older. In my absence, they've been losing focus. Snap back out that daydream. Reoccurring theme of me staying in this game too long. It came to me, I can't do this for too much longer. It's like a warning, I need to listen. But while I'm still in it, say the hustler's prayer for me. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, I'm a hustler's prayer.
Yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadows. Just give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place.
God bless the child that can hold his own. They left us out, put us down, they kicked us. Couldn't figure if they forgot us or skipped us. Either way you cut it, people cut and took our cut from us. By the time we reached the front of the line, only thing left was scriptures saying God would deliver us. If we live righteous, our afterlife will be richer. But right now we poverty stricken. Some of us couldn't swallow that pill, so hustling was like a gift to us, just to get us over the hump. And then we give it up, but we ain't give it up. Instead we got greedy. We went from being needy to outright stingy. It's like the streets get in you and take your spirit from you. Replace it with a stranger. I came home, heard a voice saying, who's there? What are you? Who are you? Looking square into my eyes, I said, it's me, mama. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, I'm a hustler's prayer.
Yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadows. Just give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me,